We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1
AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the city of angels. Good morning. Thank you so much for waking up with us. You're halfway to Labor Day weekend and I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. My name is Edgar. This is Brian. Good morning, bro.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
There it is. this is amazing. We'll get to it in a second. How Chelsea spilled coffee on her back. We'll get to that in a second.
Yeah. It's a talent.
How you do that, I don't know, but we need major props for her. Good morning, Alex D on social media.
What up?
Hit us up at 97.1 AMP Radio. Also, you can call or text 877-971-HITS. Tamara's waiting for your call there. Good morning, producer Brad.
Hey.
There it is. Good morning, DJ Majestic.
What's cracking, y'all?
Getting ready for the Amp Up Mini Mix coming at you at 7:15. And just because it's hump day and you need a little extra oomph, we're going to hook you up with a 4-pack of tickets to go to our Amp End of Summer Bash this Labor Day with Martin Garrix. That's coming up in less than 4 minutes, right? Your chance to win there. All right, Chelsea. How did you spill coffee on your back? If you, can you turn around real quick?
Yeah.
Legit wearing a white shirt,
mm-hmm.
and there's just spots right in the middle of her back.
Yeah, you know between the shoulder blades.
You know that spot you can't scratch? You need somebody else to like help you out?
It's the one spot that gets sunburned if you're trying to put sunblock on your own back.
Yeah.
And you miss it.
You get a little red, little red circle back there.
Yeah. How did you pull that one off?
Leave it to me, you know?
Of course.
I don't know what's going on lately. My mornings have been a little rough. I think I feel fine. I'm just struggling. So this morning, you know, my hands were full. I'm getting out of my car and my coffee's the last thing I grab from my little cup holder, grab it out of my car, and I stand up abruptly. I don't even notice. And I spilled it all the way down the front of my shirt. And producer Brad was standing right there. And I looked at him and I go, do you believe this? Do you see what just happened to me? And it's, you know, ridiculously right down the front. And so for me, I was like, well, you know what? It is what it is. I did the old T-shirt switcheroo and I switched it from my front to my back.
Oh,
oh my God. Okay.
I'd like to point out that there's no such move as the old T-shirt switcheroo. But I applied like
what
your
would you call it then? Turning your...
Well, now it's called having your shirt tag on your neck, with the front of your neck.
Can you tell?
Which is, I mean, now that you say you have your shirt on backwards, yeah.
Okay.
You're totally crossed out if I had to go for a 90s reference.
That is awesome, Joseph. Yeah, so you're like, maybe if I put it behind me, I just won't see it. It won't realize that it spilled coffee on me.
Exactly, you know.
I like that.
I do what I can do.
It's kind of when I play peekaboo with Ariella, and she just puts her hands over her eyes, and she thinks she's hiding. You know, like, oh, yeah, I can't see myself. I'm good.
Yeah.
But I wasn't able to do that because they're gone.
I like to think that I'm just trying to, you know, make the best of the situation.
Hold on. Thanks, Chelsea. Can we just plow right over Edgar's heartfelt thing?
Well, she's like, let's get back to me spilling coffee.
I'm trying to make myself look better, Edgar. Stop trying to steal my sparkle this morning.
We know we're going to hear about this all day today from Edgar, about the fact that his wife and his daughter are gone. So, you know.
Chelsea, you know what? You have a beautiful heart.
I was going to ask you if you're feeling okay today. And like, what happened last night? Like, what did you do?
Thank you, bro. I made a huge mistake. I went home.
Aww.
You know what I'm saying? I went home. My wife were up visiting her family up in Watsonville, Santa Cruz area with baby Ariella. And I came home, and I do what I usually do. I open the door, and I said, ya llegó papá, which means daddy's here.
Mm-hmm.
And usually, Ariella, even if she's on her iPad, she runs to my arms and gives me a big kiss. Nobody came to me.
Yeah.
And then I walked outside, grabbed myself a family-size bag of hot flaming Cheetos.
Oh God, because you should have a family with you, but you don't.
And then I looked at the family size, and I got even more sad.
Oh,
and I
shoot.
Ate the entire bag.
And then you spent the rest of your night FaceTiming.
Then I felt guilty, man. No, so I was like, I need to get my ass out of here. So I went, worked out, went for a run, went swimming, and then chilled in the jacuzzi. And then realized I can stay in the jacuzzi as long as I want because I don't have to put Ariella to sleep.
Living solo is the best.
So I was in the jacuzzi till 8:05 p.m.
What?
Yes.
Oh, we turned that around.
Hell yeah.
I love that this is Edgar's party song.
This is great. Went to sleep, didn't wake up once.
Wow.
Because Ariela didn't cry. My wife wasn't telling me to stop snoring.
Okay.
The nighttime was pretty good.
Yeah?
I'll just leave it at that.
But sounds awesome, man. We turned it up last night. Yeah. 805 hot tub?
By myself? With a bag of hot flavy Cheetos?
Whoa!
Living it up, baby.
Glad you need your family back.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. 627 right now. Guys, you might be excited about this. Maybe not. For the fourth year in a row, us Americans have actually broken a record, and it has to do with getting it on.
Mmm. Ow, ow. That sounded like a howl.
Now you know.
Like a wolf.
How Chelsea gets it on.
I don't know how.
It meant to be sexier than that, but it didn't come out that way.
Maybe that's why you're still singing.
I don't know if you're going to want that howl.
Thanks for rubbing it in.
Like as a karma situation, you find out exactly what we're breaking records for.
Okay.
Hold off on that, because I don't know if you want to be breaking this record. So us Americans are getting STDs at record rates.
Gotcha.
Whoops.
The howl?
Ow, ow.
And now it's more of an ow, ow.
Because yeah, exactly.
It burns. Because it burns. This is not good, guys. So for the fourth year in a row, according to new data coming from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, nearly 2.3 million cases. The number one thing right now, chlamydia.
Oof, rough.
Gonorrhea and syphilis, top three STDs. Man. For the fourth year in a row.
I think it
breaking the record, y'all.
I think it makes just being in a relationship that much more valuable. Like, I hear those things now, and I'm like, ha ha, you suckers. Enjoy your syphilis.
On a serious note, like, what is it? Just bottom line, people are just being careless, not using protection? What is it, bro?
I think it's apps, man.
You think so?
Honestly, dating that's apps? A really good point. Well, also, I feel like, think about our generation compared to, like, our parents. Like, our parents' generation, they got married so much younger. Yeah. It wasn't like, I don't know, I feel like, I'm sure that there was some sleeping around, but it wasn't something.
The 70s was kind of a wild time for them, but.
Yeah, but I don't know. But when I talk to, like, my parents and their friends, like, it seems like they got married when they were 22.
You talk to your parents and their friends about getting it on?
Yeah, like, we've had conversations.
I mean, I'm sure they're completely honest with you.
Well, but, like,
but that brings up a good point. Meaning that nowadays you have more time to get an STD.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you're not in a serious or committed relationship until maybe in your mid or late 30s. Mm-hmm.
Well, and also like the STD rates of old people is skyrocketing. So that you're looking at this number across the board. They may actually be your parents' friends who are getting them now because they're in their 50s, 60s.
They're divorced.
Yeah, and they're like, whatever, man. Like, I'm gonna live wild. I got married at 22. I will vouch for saying that if you have a strong app game, my roommate has a strong app game. And he went through a breakup, and it's like he's been busy. Yeah. He's
leave
been
it at that.
Like he is like girls are hitting him up. Like if you really go at like on Bumble and stuff, if you really set your mind to it, you could get chlamydia pretty fast.
That sounded like a motivational speech, but for chlamydia,
the wrong way.
Yeah, the wrong
believe
way.
In yourself, man.
Put your mind to it. You can also get an STD.
Anything is possible.
Hey, on a serious note, please use protection. Mm-hmm. This is no joke, man.
Yeah,
it's unreal, man. So anyways, I just wanted to give you a heads up about that. Coming up next, we got a crazy story. The first thing ever created in North America. And it's pretty wild. It's going to blow your mind.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Just FYI, lanes are closed going eastbound on the 210 freeway in the La Crescenta area after a big rig crashed into the back of a flatbed truck carrying wooden pallets.
Oof.
And all those pallets are just all over the 210.
It's the worst when FYI. A truck. Like that's carrying things crashes because it's bad for the truck. Hopefully the person driving it is fine. But then people just got to go out there and just pick up like whatever produce was all over the freeway or wood pallets that are all splintered.
Yeah, so just that extra patience if you're on the 210 for sure in the La Crescenta area.
And we'll be here hanging.
Yeah,
we're not going anywhere.
We got some weird Wednesday news for you right here, right now. Check this out, Brian. Break it down.
Well, if that traffic jam's bumming you out, I've got good news for you. If you feel like heading to Toronto and you feel like visiting the first ever sex doll brothel.
Wow.
Wow.
That's right.
Is the first that real?
It's opened by a company called Aura Dolls, and they just want to take the stigma away from the sex doll industry.
Oh, wow. Is that a movement now? Really?
Yeah, they're just tired of you folks who have those dolls having to hide them in your closets and put them under your bed or whatever. So they opened a brothel for you. They've got six options for you. You can come in and you can find a doll of any genre you'd like.
Diversity, baby. There it is.
And not only can you get one, but if you're feeling a little bit risque, you can have two dolls one time. That's not a story you want to tell your friends if you're playing Never I Ever and they're like, threesome, and you drink, and they're like, tell us a story, Dave. Nah, probably going to pass on that.
Happened in Toronto.
So right now the cost is $80 for a half hour, or for a full hour, $160 if you want to double it up.
Wow.
Then if you want the doll for the maximum time, which is 4 hours, I can't imagine what you're going to do there, $480.
That's expensive. Can't you buy a doll for like $50, dude?
See, that's what I'm saying too. I feel like they're trying to take the stigma away from it. But right. Also, if you're going to have the doll, that should be, like, you don't want everyone seeing you walk into the to the doll brothel.
I'm just happy there's a movement, you know, to stop inflatable doll shaming. Let's stop it. Hashtag that, please.
Though, footnote, if you're going to use the Aura Doll Palace or whatever, they are silicone, and they still encourage you to wear protection. So... I'm not sure if the FDA were doing like an inspection, they clearly are not getting an A rating. If you, because the whole point is, well, I don't want to do that. What is it? I don't want to have little doll children or what? Get a doll STD?
Gotta use protection, yo.
Anyway, so that ought to turn your day around. If you're thinking it's bad for you, there's someone who owns a sex doll brothel.
And there's actually someone even worse that's going to it.
They're filing it on their taxes.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Monday.
All right, I love this story. So this week, Jimmy Fallon paid a stranger's dinner tab.
Ballin'.
So I guess he was out to dinner in the Hamptons with his wife and went over to talk to a table that was sitting nearby.
Yeah.
And the reason he paid for their meal was because he said he loved how happy they were.
Wow.
And how they were genuinely enjoying each other's company. He even said the good vibe made him happy, and so he wanted to pay for dinner. So he did.
Super nice of him.
And I mean, I wish it wasn't the Hamptons.
Oh, I know. That's the thing. I thought about that too. I'm like, did they really need it, though?
Pay for another rich person's dinner in the Hamptons?
Apparently, the dinner was over $1,000.
Oh, my God. Say that, man. You could just you could go to like a Chili's and pay for everybody's food.
Come on.
Maybe next time.
That's why they're so happy, because they're in the Hamptons eating a $1,000 meal.
No kidding.
Who wouldn't be happy? Get out of here, and they can afford it.
But still very nice of Jimmy, right? We can all agree.
No, listen, at the end of the day, it's a great deed, right?
Yeah, of course.
Do you think at one point he saw the bill and was like, like, I know he's rich, but still $1,000. I don't care how rich you are. You never get used to seeing a comma in a dinner bill.
Yeah, agreed. All right, Kelly Clarkson fans are currently petitioning for her to play this year's Super Bowl halftime show.
Oh, okay. The last time. All right, that's cool.
I got to be honest, I'm more of a since you've been gone guy. That really would have got me going today.
Oh, sorry, I could have picked that. Because basically, so what that was from, this is all coming off the fact that she brought down the house at the U.S. Open, where she played a medley of hits, and fans took it to Twitter, and they were like, oh, this is her audition tape for the Super Bowl. We think she should perform. And so that's kind of where the buzz is. But it brings up the topic of who is going to play the Super Bowl this year.
I'd be down with her performing, but I think you would need some... more people with her. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Just like some surprise guests
I mean, if she's just... because she's just pretty much a vocalist. You have to have... if you're just going to be a vocalist, you got to have like the bells and whistles. Because people... Like Lady Gaga... acted like she was parachuting from the roof of the stadium.
Yeah, somebody that can put on a show and dance like Ed Sheeran. You know what I'm saying?
Just a big musical duet. Just two people, two microphones. That's it.
I would love
Jimmy Fallon out there paying for people's Super Bowl tickets.
But here's some people were talking about as well for possible performers. Because hip hop was so big this year, Kendrick Lamar, Drake, Nicki Minaj could be potentials.
I think the NFL would be too scared about political statements.
You think Kendrick, Brian? It would stop him from bringing...
I mean, I feel like the NFL is getting real nervous about that whole political stuff and statements and things.
So
and
now
the president tweeting at him.
You would think they wouldn't allow like African Americans to perform at the Super Bowl because of it?
No, just ones like Kendrick Lamar. I'm not saying African Americans. I'm saying artists who will make a statement. Kendrick Lamar goes up. He is not just going to go up and perform the hits. Yeah. He's going to go up there and send a message. He did it at the NBA All-Star game when he was in Atlanta. But or like Beyonce. Like Beyonce got in just on the front end of being able to make a statement. But now the NFL is so afraid of anything political, they are not going anywhere near that.
That was with Formation, Beyonce.
Yeah, and that's the thing too, is they do go more on the safe route. So some people are saying Taylor Swift or J-Lo, perhaps.
It's about as safe as you can go with Taylor Swift.
There you go. But there's also talk of potentially, since K-pop is so big right now, what if BTS performs?
No way. That would be
I don't think they want to deal with that in their Twitter mentions.
Or they do.
Yes, they do.
So there you have it. But yeah, let us know on social who you guys want to perform.
You know it's just going to be BTS. BTS fans, tweet at us. Do you want them in the Super Bowl halftime show?
BTS Army, what up?
Hello. All right, you guys, that's all I have for the Chelsea Report. But to catch highlights, download the radio.com app because then you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Thank you so much, Chelsea.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Happy hump day. Trying to get you to Labor Day weekend. 7:03 right now. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Did you guys feel the earthquake yesterday?
I did not, man.
It always bums me out when I don't feel them.
I was at one point when I read about it, when I came on my phone, I'm like, I did feel kind of dizzy yesterday around 7-ish when it happened. It happened at 7:33, Epicenter in Laverne. But then I remember it's just because I was hungry.
Right.
Because my wife is out of town, so I hadn't eaten yet. And I was like, what am I going to do with myself? But it happened in Laverne, guys. Felt all the way through the OC, the IE, and even here in LA, but I didn't feel it.
I always laugh when you have people that are unimpressed by earthquakes. Right?
Yeah.
Like on Twitter and stuff, be like, oh, that's it? Like, big deal, earthquake. I don't think you're appreciating, like, the natural phenomenon that an earthquake is. Now, when they're huge, they're a tragedy.
Yeah, it's not
But
cool.
At any point in time, when the earth shakes from the core of the earth, like, that's impressive from a, like, a nature standpoint.
It's
that doesn't happen all the time. It made me laugh because I follow a bunch of people from Laverne, from going to school at University of Laverne, and they're like, nah, ho-hum, earthquake. Ho-hum? The earth just shook underneath you.
Yeah, but then you have the people like all my family in the Midwest when they see that, they're like, Are you alive? Like, what's going on? And everyone freaks out about it. I'm like, yeah, I didn't even feel it.
Your dad's already on a flight from Detroit.
Yes.
Don't worry, Chelsea. I'll be there for you. So anyways, that's that right there. Familia, coming up next, we need your stories if you've been cheated on, if you've gotten that kind of earthquake in a relationship right there. Because we're on a mission to expose the tactics that cheaters use here in SoCal. How do we expose that? By you telling us how you got cheated on, exposing those cheaters, right?
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We have a mission to eradicate cheating from SoCal, and you are the prime person to help us on that because you call in, tell us your cheating story. How did you get cheated on? And then we learn from it. Let's go to our phone lines right now. We got Jackie from Camarillo. Good morning.
Good morning.
Jackie, thank you so much for calling in. How did you get cheated on? And what red flags were missed that we could all learn from?
I got married, and we were living at his house. My son was one. He was not even one yet. And he would work late, and his hours would be getting later and later. And he said he got overtime, but we would still be struggling.
That's a red flag right there. Like, babe, I'm working all this overtime, and you're married. And you're like, well, then I should be seeing the benefits of that overtime.
More income.
So then one night I was sleeping and he came home, I guess, drunk. I woke up, but I was pretending to be asleep. And then he came inside and I hear him texting, and then he would start rubbing me, and then he'd start texting and rubbing me. So then he finally fell asleep and I got up and I looked at his phone and he was like sexting someone else.
Oh, hell no.
Guys are so stupid. Like, he's texting in bed so you can hear it, and he just drunk thinks you're asleep. What a moron.
Well, he's also disgusting is what it is.
Stupid, gross idiot.
So I...
Jackie, before we continue, you're not with him anymore, right? Because we just destroyed him.
No, I'm not.
Okay, thank God. Stupid, gross idiot.
Like we said.
I actually gave him another chance, and 2 days later, he called that same number, talked to her for 30 minutes, and then when he came home, I asked him what they talked about, and he's like, oh, I can't remember. I'm like, what do you mean? It's a 30-minute conversation. You must remember something. And he's like, no, I don't.
So, and how are you finding out, you know, he was calling this girl? Were you checking his phone, or were you guys checking, like, your bill?
I checked his phone. He was telling her, like, I want you on top of me so bad. I miss you. They texted a lot, and they would go out to clubs and bars. And after he told me, like, oh, I can't remember what we talked about, I couldn't trust him anymore.
Right.
And the relationship wasn't, like, trustworthy. So I ended up leaving.
Well, so you had the evidence. You had the receipts during the first time he cheated on you. So when you addressed it and confronted him, what did he say?
He said it was a mistake, that she's ugly, and he would, like, talk bad about
ugly.
Her.
I wouldn't cheat on you for real. This chick is busted.
You're way cuter than her.
So basically the red flag is essentially, aside from like all the texting stuff, where that's happened before, but someone's telling you that they're getting overtime and they're working late and that's not lining up to the finances and things, then he's something's up and that's just a cover. Because we hear people, guys blame working all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He actually went back with her. They're about to have a baby right now.
Wait, but I thought he said she was ugly.
Well, their baby's going to be too then.
Yeah, that's what he said. They still try to fight with me. My son, he's 8 now. And I try to get along with them for my son. Yeah. But they have a grudge against me. But I don't know why.
You ain't got time for that.
Yeah.
Right?
It's easier to lash out at other people than it is to own your own mistakes and stuff. And especially when you're still trying to be in your son's life, it's easier for him to vilify her.
And at the end of the day, she's probably mad at you because you're prettier. For sure. Jackie, how are you doing nowadays in relationships?
I'm good. I actually just met someone and we're doing really good. He's ex-military and he treats me really good. I'm so happy.
Well, Jackie, thank you. You're a superhero. Every single mom out there is a superhero. Thank you for what you do every day for your son. And we love you. Thank you for calling in, sharing your story so that other people can learn from it, you know?
Yep. Love you guys. Bye.
Love you too, girl. Thank you so much. And there it is, man. We keep learning more and more tactics right there. Overtime, but no income to back up that overtime.
Mm-hmm.
Red Fake flag. Overtime.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Can you imagine this record right here with some jail audios, some 12s in the bag, just bumping, just going crazy. I love it.
Taking it back to like a high school. Ooh-wee. People used to put like 15. I got 15s in the back of my Hyundai. And you're like, dude, we're going to die.
The car's just like bouncing up and down. The
trunk is rattling.
Yeah. Like,
the bass hits so long, snot is coming out of your nose. That's when you know it's good.
Ooh, sexy.
Yeah, real sexy. It's great for a date, Chelsea. You should try it. We're looking for that call that wants to play. Is Brian smarter than your car full of kids to give you tickets to go to El Super Clásico soccer game, Chivas versus America, going down at the Coliseum.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
We're bringing it back for this school year. Is Brian smarter than your car full of kids? Last school year, you straight up flunked, bro. Lost every single time in kids trivia.
I was 0-15. But you know what I did this summer? I've done a little studying up. Been watching, like, binge watching Nickelodeon shows.
You're full
Disney
of it.
Channel.
Disney
Channel.
Oh, Disney movies. I watched all the Disney movies, every single one of them.
Hot dog.
I'm three movies into Harry Potter right now. Trouble.
Your chance to win 4 tickets to witness El Super Clásico soccer game. Chivas, right there from my hometown of Guadalajara, Jalisco, versus America. At the L.A. Coliseum for the first time in over 12 years. They're coming back September 7th. Two of the biggest soccer teams in Mexico. By plane is Brian Smarter Than Your Car Full of Kids. Let's meet our contestants this morning. We have Luz from Los Angeles. Good morning.
Good morning.
Luz, how many kids do you have in the car? And please name them if you can.
Okay, 5. Ishmael, 9. Ephraim, 6. Lucy, 7. Benji, 8 or 9,
Benji
9, and Vicky 5.
Whoa, what kind of car are you driving?
It drives a bus.
It's a flatbed truck.
It's a big Odyssey with all of them.
I love it, Luz. I love that they're correcting you every single day. Like, Mom, no, that was last year. I was 7. Now I'm 8. Kids always want to be older, right?
Exactly.
All right, we are live on Facebook right now at 97.1 Amp Radio. All right, I believe you have a designated speaker for the 5, though, right? Who's it going to be?
Yeah. The speaker is
Benjamin.
Benjamin. All right, he's 9. Benjamin, why do you think you're going to beat Brian today?
I don't know, because he loses every time.
It's a pretty strong answer, man.
Well, it's pretty solid right there.
I mean, I don't know.
Solid.
He always loses. Duh.
Why am I going to be the one to lose? Hell no. All right, this is the way it works. We got 3 questions for you guys. Kids trivia. Brian is stepping outside of the studio right now. He won't be able to hear these questions, and then we'll ask it to him after Benjamin answers, all right? You ready, Benjamin? You got 30 seconds on the clock, and here we go. What is the baby in The Incredibles 2 name? What's the name of the baby in Incredibles 2?
Oh, good. Jack-Jack. Jack-Jack!
Okay. Mm. Number 2. In the movie Coco, what instrument does Miguel play?
A guitar.
Number 3. In Teen Titans Go, what color is Beast Boy?
Green.
Time's up! Time's up! There it is! All right. Get Brian back in the studio.
Yeah.
They sound pretty strong.
They
sound pretty strong.
They sound confident, like they know they got them right.
Yeah.
Listen to that, bro.
Hey, stop being so cocky. I haven't even got to answer mine yet.
All right, here we go.
Sorry.
Now,
so
Brian's turn. 30 seconds on the clock. Same questions. Brian, you ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, here we go. What is the baby's name in the movie Incredibles 2?
Fred.
Number 2. In the movie Coco, what instrument does Miguel play?
The bongo drums?
Oh, man.
Number three.
Chelsea, is that wrong?
In Teen Titans Go, what color is Beast Boy?
In what? Teen Titans Go?
Just go for the color.
Magenta.
Why, though?
Time's up. Time's up.
I can tell by the relentless laughing I didn't get any of them right before that, so why not go with magenta?
It's a beautiful
He's
color,
blaming
actually.
Us now.
Says Brian's blaming us now.
Yeah, it's your fault. For his poor sports.
He's blaming us for his loser ways. All right, so here are the answers. For the first question, what is the baby's name in Incredibles 2? Brian, you said?
Fred.
And the name is Jack-Jack. Benjamin and the kids, you are correct.
Yay! Yeah.
1 point to the kids.
Oh,
all right, number two, in the movie Coco, what instrument does Miguel play? Brian, you said?
I believe the bongo drums.
The correct answer is the guitar.
Just simple. Simple.
Just simple.
The go-to.
Bass in Mexico.
Too simple. Too simple.
Mariachi, you know. All right,
no.
Anyways.
There's no bongos in mariachi?
Sometimes. All right, number three. In the Teen Titans Go, what color is Beast Boy? Brian, you said?
Magenta. Lovely shade, please.
It's actually please. Green.
Oh, well.
Yep.
You
Once
went
again, simple.
0 for 3. Luz from L.A. Your kids are smarter than Brian.
No! Yay!
Good job. Swept.
Thank you, Cassiel, and Class and Hodge for educating them well.
Oh.
Cassiel, yeah, eagles.
That's all they do. They watch
that's
kids'
our
movies.
School.
That's how you do a shout out right there.
Oh,
you
well,
thank
yeah.
the school.
And the kids' movies, too. I forgot about that.
Awesome. Luz, what team are you guys? America or Chivas?
What are we?
Chivas
family, the Chavez.
Chavez
Cervantes.
Yeah. Chivas. So, how many tickets do you need in total?
Well, it's 5 kids and me, so 6, I don't know.
What about Daddy?
Well,
what about,
what about
Daddy?
How many tickets do you need? You need 7?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll make
honestly.
Sure. I'll make sure your entire family gets to go, okay?
Thank you.
Right. Yeah, Brad looks so worried right now.
Brad looks worried. Listen, man. Chivas are my homies. We're going to be all right. All right, hang tight. Hang tight. Thank you so much for listening. Love you guys.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
So we're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea getting ready for our special mission of New Phone. Who Dis? Where we help you find the true identity behind your unsaved numbers or weirdly saved names on your cell phone. And today up to deck, we have our very own Brian.
Again.
That's right, round two.
Bro, what do you expect? He's a stand-up comic, toured around the world in the United States in some random-ass towns. You know this dude's giving out his number to the most random people mm-hmm. ever.
I mean, I've had this phone number since I got my first cell phone at Ontario Mills Mall.
Classic right there. All right, man, you got an interesting text from an unsaved number. I just want to warn you, bro. You're putting yourself at risk right now because you're currently in a relationship, long-distance relationship, with Jessica in Atlanta, and she's amazing. We really like her for you, bro. Mm.
Yeah, she's the best.
Are you sure you want to go through with this one?
Well, yeah, because I haven't done anything wrong. The number I received this text from, I have no record of correspondence with this person, and I did not reply to the message. So I got a text Tuesday morning, 10:48 a.m. Hey, I'm finally in town. Are we still going to meet up tonight?
Woo!
And then the photograph is of a woman, and she's wearing a black bra, and she's got her t-shirt pulled up in her teeth. But the picture cuts off, like, at the nose. So it's kind of one of those things where someone's like, I'm going to send you a nudie, but it's not going to be with my face on it.
Yeah.
From what I can see in the photo, I have never met this person.
From what you can see in the photo, which is just straight up boobs.
That's right.
You don't remember this person.
That's right. I don't.
Which
no
is a good
idea.
Thing so far.
I have no clue.
Who the hell is sending Brian these kinds of pictures?
It's from the 941, which is a Florida number. I have toured in Florida before. Not in the last 5 years, but so it's been a long time.
At least it's not a picture of a child.
That's a good point.
Ooh.
Just a bill.
Yeah.
Just a receipt.
All right, coming up next, we're going to call this 941 number.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We're on a special mission of New Phone Who Dis right now, where we usually help you find the identity behind your unsaved numbers or weirdly saved names on your cell phone. But today is a special occasion. It's my boy Brian. He got this crazy ass text yesterday from what seems to be a female. Now, this is scary because...
Well, seems to be. Let's clear
that
up.
I mean, well, it's a human being with breasts.
Exactly. And you don't know who the person's the one that's sending it. You don't know if it's a guy or a girl. Yeah. We don't know.
We definitely don't have the lower half of the body. We only have like the chest area cut off at the nose. So I don't have a positive identification on the face either.
And this is very risky because Brian's in a happy relationship with an amazing woman by the name of Jessica, and she's in Atlanta right now. So we don't want anything weird to happen, but Brian, you say you have nothing to hide, so that's why we're going along with it.
I think I've conducted myself in an appropriate manner. I did not reply to this text message. I have no record of any message from this person. It's not from an iPhone, so gross. I can't imagine they think this is supposed to be for me.
Besides the sexy picture, the text read, "Hey, I'm finally in town. Are we still going to meet up tonight?"
So still indicates that there has been a plan made.
Mm-hmm. All right, so here we go. Tune up the call on this side, please.
Yeah.
Normal. Left channel, so it's not like some scammer.
Hello.
Yes. Good morning.
Hey. Who's this?
Hi. My name is Edgar, and we got Brian and Chelsea also in the studio. We're calling you from a radio station here in LA, 97.1 Amp Radio.
Okay. Hey.
Hey. What's up? It's kind of going to sound like a weird question, but we're trying to get to the bottom of something very weird that happened yesterday to my co-host Brian, and it came from you. This is not a prank. This is real life.
Yeah. You didn't win anything.
Yeah. Sorry about that. But we are going to help you, I think. I think we're definitely going to help you.
There's a mystery.
Do you know somebody by the name of Brian Moot?
Who?
Okay, I think it's no. Brian Moot?
No.
Just hang in there with me, okay? Next question. Did you text someone the following yesterday? Hey, I'm finally in town. Are we still going to meet up tonight? And then there's a risque picture of some cleavage.
Oh, my. What the f***? Oh, my God. What? Wait a minute. Who are you guys? I'm confused. I texted John yesterday. I don't know who you guys are.
Obviously don't know Brian. I think you got the wrong number probably, and you texted my boy Brian right
here. Yeah, because you did not text that to John. That came
I texted 909.
Oh, wait. Bleep that out, bro. That's Brian.
71.
That's Brian's number.
That is correct. You definitely texted that number, but that is my phone. That is not John's phone.
So explain,
God.
Who's John?
I met him a couple weeks ago. He was in Florida. I had already plans to come out to California. We said we'd meet up. He's sitting to my DM. We've been talking, and this is John. I don't know Brian.
So this is the
John
number
that...
John
gave me his phone yesterday.
So he DM'd you his phone number. Look, I think it's a sign. The dude doesn't even know his own phone number.
We're helping you out here.
Run the other way.
Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed.
Have you corresponded at all in the DM since sending that text message?
No, and I was asking my girlfriends. I was so embarrassed. I'm like, maybe I stepped over the line.
Oh, you poor thing. That must have been torture.
I'm showing my boobs to some stranger.
Well, it's just more like a bathing suit. Well, I mean, it's just a bra. And let me tell you this.
I've seen worse.
I want to give you props, though. You do something very smart when you send sexy pictures. You don't show your face.
Yeah. Exactly.
So major props to you on that.
No.
Now I feel bad that I didn't even reply, like, this is the wrong number or whatever.
I'm embarrassed.
I kind of panicked a little bit because I'm like, yo, I don't know this person. Yeah. And I don't want my girlfriend thinking I'm talking to anybody sending me boob pictures.
At least now I'm feeling better that he didn't respond because I was freaking out that he thought I was some kind of nutcase. I'm so sorry.
Well, you kind of get a redo now.
Can you at least compliment her in some way, shape, or form?
I'm not going to get in any trouble for this. I'm not commenting on the photo at all.
No. I mean, listen, just please delete it. Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
I'm going to just slide back into his DM because I don't know the right number then. I'm so sorry. I have to get back into my DM and get this guy's number.
Well, let us know how it goes with John. I'm so curious now.
I will. Thank you. And again, I'm so sorry.
It's all right. Okay. I'm glad we got to the bottom of this for Brian's relationship's sake and for you to know that you didn't get stood up by good old John.
Thank God.
Best of luck to
you
and John.
Thank you for calling me.
No worries.
Good
luck. Take care. Wish you all the best.
Thanks. Bye.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
So you've been following along Chelsea's journey as a single woman in SoCal, here in LA to be exact. 2 years of singleness by choice.
Mm-hmm.
But two men have come along into her life, and we have created this telenovela for her by the name of
Dos Hombres. Una Chelsea.
That's two guys. One Chelsea.
Por 97.1 Amp Radio.
For 97.1 Amp Radio.
Two men, one named Abercrombie, a.k.a. Frosted Flakes, because he's flaked on her three times. Mm-hmm. But they finally went on a date last week.
Over 5 months. That was a real flake fest.
Versus Mr. Serendipity, a match made by our favorite barista next door to us, Mama Bean at Coffee Bean. Mm-hmm. And now, a crazy twist. Not coming from Frosted Flakes, but Mr. Serendipity.
Whoa! Yeah.
The only surviving Yahoo writer.
The last Yahoo writer.
El último.
Save the Yahoo writers.
All right, Chelsea.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for allowing us into your love life, by the way.
No worries. That's
you
that's
sound
very
excited about it.
Yeah,
like
I'm
really
excited.
Authentically pumped up that we just grill you like this.
Yeah, it's fun.
So, what's the breaking news on Mr. Serendipity? We'll get to Frosted Flakes after this, but what's going on with Serendips?
You guys, I'm going on a date with Serendipity tonight.
Whoa!
Va a salir con Serendipity!
Wow. Yeah, it's happening.
Okay, cool. How did it happen?
Okay, so, you know, we've kind of been talking back and forth here and there.
Via text.
Via text messaging.
You guys
messaging.
Had a riveting conversation when you were in New York where it was like, hey, and you were like, hey.
Yeah, he's been kind of slow.
Pretty
it.
Much. Yeah, and that's the one thing is, like, I kind of wish he would take the reins a little bit more. So finally on Sunday, and, like, here's the thing. Like, we're busy. I don't have a ton of energy to kind of be continuing this back and forth. Let's just know if there's something between us.
There
so,
you go, Chelsea.
Yeah.
Let's get to getting, homie. It, come
right?
on.
So on Sunday, I texted him when I was coming back from my Miami trip, and I texted him in the airport. I said, hey, would you want to grab a drink next week? Very, very simple. You know, I always also asked him about his weekend, Brian. It wasn't that cut to the chase, but we.
Right.
I mean, I kind of wish you were just cut to the chase.
Yeah, let's get
like,
to
yo,
it.
I don't care about your weekend. I care about your week.
Yeah.
Are we getting a drink or what?
Exactly. So, he came back and he basically said, yeah, I would love to. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Well, so that's more words than the last time he texted you. That's like seven times
yeah,
more.
He talks about a little bit of motion, which is good.
He does a lot of writing for Yahoo.
Right, his fingers are tired.
Exactly.
and I said, cool, like, let me know what day he works. He goes, how about Wednesday?
Oh my gosh, that's today.
Whoa.
That's
today, guys, in case you're wondering. And,
tonight.
Oh and so, so we decided it was going to be this week. And then, you know, all of a sudden, though, it was yesterday night at 9 p.m. and I didn't hear from him. So I'm like, okay, come on, bro. Like, get it together.
So what's up?
Just
you
like
still haven't heard?
So then I texted him because here I am.
Oh my god!
Just like, because I'm just like, let's just be real.
So is there
with
a date tonight?
So
or
I texted him last night and I go, hey, I go, are we still down? We're still on for tomorrow night? Let me know what's up.
Because it's on the schedule this week for the radio show.
Exactly, 100%.
So he said?
So he texted back. He's like, oh my God, so funny. I was just about to text you.
He was finishing up an article for Yahoo.
Exactly. He should have written back like, oh, what's funny about that?
Called How to Get a Girl to Chase
I know,
You.
I get all crazy on him. And he goes, yeah. He's like, "How does 8 p.m. sound great? Sound good to you? And I said, no. Because I go to bed usually 8 or 9 p.m. So can we do a little bit earlier? And he's like, yeah, for sure. Anytime, whatever. So we made a plan, and then we get to the end. We're like, it's going to be like 6:30 tonight, whatever. And he goes, and he's like, great, sounds perfect. And I'm like, are you going to like tell me where to go? Like, where you want to go? Like, come on, bro. And he goes, and so finally, I just ended it with saying, cool, I'll leave it up to you to pick the place. Because I just.
Nice.
There we go.
Anyways, but so no, but I'm excited. He seems really cool. But.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds amazing.
Lots of anytime you're talking about your excitement for someone and you use a lot of ums and buts and. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. All right, and just...
I just came on the edge of my seat.
Real quick, last week you told us in regards to Frosted Flakes that you went on a date with him on the beach with wine, blah, 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 and you're not digging him at all. Have you communicated that to him, yes or no?
No.
So you were just hoping he was going to listen to the show and find out that you were breaking up with him over the show?
Maybe, but
so
here's the thing. No, so he did. He texted me.
Frankly, I'm offended that he doesn't listen.
He texted me a few days ago asking if I want to go to dinner this week, and then I still need to tell him that. I mean, he's great. He's such a cool guy, really awesome. I don't think romantically there's a future.
Yeah, so he's going to take this dumping well.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he's listening right now. No,
so,
I'm just
tune in tomorrow at this time and find out what happens. Dos hombres y una Chelsea.
That's two dudes. Well, like one and a half at this point. But one Chelsea.
Pretty soon it might be no hombres.
Then what are we going to do?
Even a Chelsea.
What
just
are we gonna do for
be
segment?
A Chelsea.
Tune in tomorrow. See what happens with Mr. Serendipity tonight.
97.1 97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
If you've been stressing out because everybody at work, your friends are at school, have been asking you like, yo, what are you doing Labor Day weekend? And really, they're just asking you that because they want to tell you their amazing plans.
Right, they just want to brag. Oh, that's crazy. Nothing. Well, I'm going to Aruba.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm glad I asked you that
question. another Labor Day weekend. Listen, if you have no plans, you've been stressing about this, this is epic right here. We want to invite you to our AMP End of Summer Bash with Martin Garrix. You can only win these tickets. You can't buy them. We've got a 4-pack of tickets for you coming up in less than 5 minutes, so stay tuned for your chance to win. It's going down this Monday at Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. But right about now for your hump day, found this awesome feel-good story, and it's a video that we're about to play the audio for, but we got the video up. We'll get it up on our Instagram at 97.1 AMP Radio and Stories, but it's this family, right? Her name is Cezulca, is the mom, and her husband posted a video and on their Facebook, and it's now gone viral. They've been the foster parents of 3 kids that are actually siblings for the last 3 years. The oldest girl, who was celebrating her birthday in this video, she actually looks between like 8 and 10 years old. Mm-hmm. And when she was opening her last present on her birthday, she took the top off the box, and what she found inside was absolutely amazing. They've been with his parents, foster parents, for the last 3 years. Listen to this.
One more gift. It's not for Grammy, but it's, yeah, it's another gift. Here we go. I want you to read it.
I'm going to be adopted?
We love you, sweetheart. We'll always be your parents.
I love you so much. I love you.
We love you, sweetheart. We'll always be your parents. Okay? We'll always be your real family. We love you.
And get to take care of you, protect you, and Kylie to too.
Absolutely.
It's awesome.
Yeah,
beautiful,
so
moment. Then embracing. We'll always be your parents. Mm-hmm. We're always going to be a family, because her little siblings are also going to be adopted with her.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really absolutely cool. Amazing. And their comment was, adoption is amazing. And we want others to know that adopting older children and siblings as a group can be the most beautiful blessing you could ever have.
Yeah, I used to work in foster visitation monitoring and stuff for the state of Washington when I got out of college. And that, I mean, shout out to foster parents too, because that is a very tough job. And it's such a great story to see, you know, like this situation work out for these specific foster parents to be able to take in this whole family. Right. But also like that process of just quality foster parents who are just maybe in a transitional period for some kids. It's such an important thing. So if you can do it, if you're at a point in your life where you have the luxury of being able to be a foster parent, that's so important, because that job, you're stepping in sometimes a really traumatic experience, or maybe you're just around for a couple years and you have to help kids healthy transition from one situation to another. So it's amazing to see that work out.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing, beautiful video, man. And you know, in the times we're going with, it's good to hear good news about good people and people sharing love like this. So check it out on our Instagram at 97.1 AMP Radio.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
8:40. Good morning on 97.1 AMP Radio, home of commercial free Mondays. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Thank you for cruising with us. Coming up next in the Chelsea Report, what you working with, Chels?
So Kanye West is justifying a recent controversial decision he made.
Oh, okay.
And question: if you had a rapper name,
okay,
what would it be?
Tupac.
Okay. I think that's already taken. I'm encouraging you guys to play along with me in the Chelsea Report coming up at 8:47.
I'll be a little gordito.
Mm.
Sounds cool. This is Taze right here. Tyga, he's a rapper, along with Offset.
And
pretty cool.
Tyga's also an animal.
Just FYI, but spelled differently.
Wait a minute.
Whatever, dude.
Kanye West has justified his recent outfit fail that happened at rapper 2 Chainz' wedding the other weekend.
I miss the old Kanye.
We talked about it on the show. It was bad. So basically, he wore a tux with slide-on Yeezy sandals that were too small for him, and then finished the look off with socks. That sock and sandal look.
They matched, though, at least. Thank God.
Yeah, and they were on the right foot. Right. The correct foot, I should say. So that's good, too.
So in a tweet, Kanye explained that the ill-fitting sandals were a choice, explaining, it's the Japanese way to wear them. He also included a diagram that explained how traditional Japanese sandals with a wooden sole should be 1 to 2 centimeters shorter than the foot. So there you have it, you guys.
You ain't got the answers, man.
Is he going to explain why the hell he was wearing sandals to a wedding? Because I feel like that's the bigger fashion. He looks ridiculous with sandals that are too small for his feet. Okay, fine. Japanese way. Whatever. I saw the picture. Fair enough.
By the way, it wasn't the Japanese way because those sandals were half the size of his foot. You're talking about Japanese way, 1 or 2 centimeters.
Right.
Yeah. Totally missed the mark, bro.
Well, he was wearing his daughter's sandals. That's what happens when you grab some wrong ones from the car. But you still just can't go to a wedding wearing slide sandals. It's ridiculous.
No.
Especially when Kim is wearing heels and looks, and you're just wearing sandals. It looks like you just gave up on life.
Yeah, definitely. All right, you guys, I love this. So there's a new social media meme that's pretty awesome.
All right.
It's making me very excited. So it's basically the formula for coming up with your own rap name.
Okay, cool.
So basically, you place the word young in front of the last thing you spent money on.
Okay.
So it can either be hilarious or kind of stupid, but
boring.
I think it's funny. So for me, mine would be raw, young, raw chia parfait.
You might want to do an acronym on that one.
That's what I got.
Chia parfait.
Yep. So that's, I have it sitting right here in front of me. What's yours, Brian?
Brian, how about you?
Well, I really, if I could have my own rap name, it'd be either Mudacris or Mutant Clan.
Okay, but that's not the rule.
Based on my name. I know, but I think a lot about this in my spare time, my rap names.
I believe
Sir Moots a lot. I got a lot of them. Okay. Anyways, I would have to go with, based on this morning, Young Bacon Gouda.
That's dope. I'd support that, bro.
Okay. Young Bacon Gouda?
Was it a sandwich? Bacon Gouda what?
Bacon Gouda sandwich. Okay. Yeah, Young Bacon Gouda from Starbucks.
Okay.
Last thing I bought was Hot Flaming Cheetos.
That's actually a good one.
Oh, thank you, Chelsea. What do you think? What do you think about Brian's? This is good too.
Well, yeah.
So I'd be a Young Hot Flaming Cheeto.
What would
young
your? What, can you give us spit a little rhyme, Edgar, for us?
Oh, really, Chelsea?
Yeah, yeah.
Why did you ask me to rap? Because I'm white.
Because this is funnier. This is funnier.
Yeah, yeah. We got like a.
Yeah.
Thank you for the hip hop video.
Yeah.
Young Hot Flaming Cheeto, what up? Represent, break it down, shake it down. This is how we roll, cause you never know where we're gonna go.
Wow.
So, I'll take it to the next level.
Oh.
Yo, Hot Flaming Cheeto.
Wow! Mic drop. Look at you go, Edgar.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Killing it. That wasn't planned either, so I'm really impressed.
And was
guess what? Neither was I when I was born.
It was like you're rapping to like Martin Garrix. That's not
as hard, bro.
Typical rap song. Man. I can hit you with this one.
Producer Brad, come on.
Good stuff.
There you go, Brian. Thank you, bro. Where were you at with that?
I love that. Yeah, that's it. I just wanted us to play that game because that was fun, and I just wanted to make you rap, and you killed it. So.
That was a lot of pressure, by the way.
There we go.
I know you're kind of
really
sweating
hard,
right now, but you killed it.
All in day's work.
Yeah. This is crazy. So today would have been the King of Pop, Michael Jackson's 60th birthday.
That's right.
So happy birthday.
People always told me, be careful what you do. Don't go around breaking young girls' hearts. Hey.
So good. So good. So good.
So good.
Mind-blowing, man. Timeless.
Yeah, what you just heard right there, super producer Mark Ronson teamed up with MJ's Estate to release a 5-minute megamix of his most iconic hits. So check that out. It's, you know, a good way to celebrate.
Yeah, absolutely.
The iconic, the king of pop, you know.
Absolutely.
So that's all I have for the Chelsea Report, but.
It's lovely you brought that in for a smooth landing.
I know.
So good way to celebrate.
All right. Well, you know what? Producer Brad played that way too early. I was going to talk about it first, and then we were going to end it with that, but it's okay. You gotta let's play it again. There you go. And a weekend ride the book and hey. Share that beat of love. I'll rock with you
all night. This you we should have just done this for the Chelsea Report.
The whole time?
Yeah. Then we never know that you can spit flows like you do.
This is true. All right, you guys, to catch highlights from the Chelsea Report and the rest of our show, download the radio.com app and you can listen to us anywhere, anytime.
Thank you, Chelsea.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Good morning, 9:09 right now. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. My question to you today is, has there ever been a time where you left your significant other at home alone to hold down the fort and they had an epic fail? Hit us up via text or call us. 877-971-HITS is the number to call or text. Brian, break it down, bro. What did you do?
Well, this past weekend, I was in Atlanta, and my girlfriend and I have two dogs. We have a little long-haired chihuahua, little mutt, little, I'm not sure what else she is, but Moxie. And she's this little kind of, looks like a little tiny kangaroo. But we've got a golden doodle named Leo.
Beautiful. Who,
and that's Jessica's, like, that's Jessica's little baby.
Your girlfriend.
Like, yeah, she loves him. So Jess was working. I was in town. So I was like, you know what? Leo, buddy, and Moxie, let's go to the park.
Oh,
like,
so responsible.
Yeah,
of you,
she's
bro.
At work, and I'm like, you know what, man? Let's take the dogs out. I don't get to see them all that often, so when I'm back, I like to make it memorable because they're my little guys. So we go to Piedmont Park in downtown Atlanta. It's a beautiful park, and they have an amazing dog park that's huge. And Leo loves to run, man. And I was like, you know, let's get him all tired. He'll go home and sleep. Jess is gonna be super happy. Well, I didn't know that it's been kind of storming and rainy lately, and so underneath this bridge, there was like a mud puddle that can only be described as something you'd see on like a pig farm.
Oh yeah, dude. I saw the video. It is huge.
Yeah. I'll send the video to Alex to post on Amp Radio's Instagram. But so Leo, he's running around this puddle. I'm like, don't do it. Don't do it. Like, this is just the thickest mud. It's disgusting. It smells like sewer. It is so gross. And he's just kind of, then he starts walking in it. And I'm like, don't, but listen, man, don't do it. Don't, like, and he's so curly, you know, blonde hair. Like, he's such a pretty dog. And I'm like, don't do it. Then he starts, like, gets this big smile on his face. And he starts, like, army crawling through it. And I'm like, no! No!
Stop
no!
right there.
Big trouble. Big trouble. Big trouble. Then he starts to roll over in it. And I'm like,
doing it on purpose.
Oh, my God, no! Then he gets out of the mud puddle. And I have nothing to wash him off with.
Yeah.
I have nothing. I have a sheet in the back of the car. So I basically, like, put the sheet around him. I'm like, do not get mud in Jessica's car. Like, she's got her car detailed, like, clean. Ooh. And he just got groomed. So I go home. I have to spray him off with the hose. Then I have to wash him in the bathtub. Then I spray him off the hose again because this mud is so thick and disgusting. Right. And then after that, he still smells like a sewer.
Oh, no, bro.
And she just paid, like, way too much money at some fancy dog grooming place to get him groomed because, like, he's going to be staying at a friend's house this weekend while we're at my brother's wedding. And she looks at me. She's like, you got to be kidding me. I just got him groomed. And I was like, I just thought it'd be a fun thing for him.
Yeah, that's what happened when we leave Brian home alone. You know, the intention was good, bro. You know, I'm going to take the dogs out for a walk and whatnot. Has there ever been a time when you left your significant other at home alone to hold down the fort? You're like, they're an adult.
You got this.
They got this, right? I mean, Brian, he's got a couple master's degrees and whatnot. I went to college.
I can keep an eye on a dog and not ruin the entire day.
877-971-HITS. Call or text. Can't wait to hear your stories. You would think, you know, you're in a relationship with an adult. You're like, yo, I can leave him home alone. I'm sure everything's going to be fine when I come back. Sometimes it's not. You know what I'm saying? So we're talking about those times where you leave your significant other home alone thinking they're going to hold down the fort. And then an epic fail goes down. That happens to me all the time, especially you throw a child in the mix.
That's right. I can only imagine.
Mm-hmm. Me and Ariella, my 1.5-year-old, especially with high chairs. I don't know, man. Like, I need to see YouTubes on how to place kids in high chairs. You would think it's simple, you know? But, like, I've, like, placed both of her legs in the same hole of the high chair, not noticed, and she's sitting there like kind of whining the whole time while I'm eating. I just think she doesn't want to eat her peas. I'm like, you gotta eat them; they're good for you.
Why does it seem like when a man is watching a child? Why does it always seem like that's when the child decides to learn something new, right? Like, you put her in the high chair, everything's going well, and all of a sudden you figure out she just learned that she can put her feet on the table and start pushing the high chair back, or she figured out how to climb out of the crib, or hide in like, what, she hide in a drawer or something?
Yeah, one time I was home alone, the wifey went away for a little bit to get a manicure, pedicure, and then I couldn't find Ariella in the entire, and like, we have a 2-bedroom apartment, you know what I'm saying? And she was in one of the drawers next to our bed. And I was like, where did you get that at? You've never done that with mom, ever.
She's testing you.
But it's probably because mom was actually watching her. You know what I'm saying? But I'm home alone right now. My wife just went up to visit her family in San Jose. But for some reason, she didn't leave the baby behind. She took her with her. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Let's go to our phone lines. 877-971-HITS. Number to call or text. Carrie Ann from Sacramento. Good morning.
Good morning.
Have you ever left your man home alone to hold down the fort and just failed at it?
Yeah. I came home to the fire alarm going off and water coming down the water fixture into the living room.
Oh,
wait, what happened? How are both of those things happening at the same time?
Right? I think every mom in the world can make dinner with the kids and do laundry at the same time, but apparently he couldn't.
Apparently.
Multitasking fail.
You got to stop having so much faith in us men, Carrie. It's going to, you know, it's going to continue failing you.
Yeah, he preheated the oven with the saran wrap in the oven, so that melted all over everything.
Mistake.
Buddy, man, that is one of those ones where you look at somebody and you're just like, oh, bless your dumb little heart. You put the whole pizza in there with the saran wrap and the cardboard.
Just how he got it from Costco. Exactly. Threw it right in there.
Right in the box. Just shove the whole thing in there.
You know what? I'm not going to lie. I actually did that a few months ago.
See?
I totally did that. I was like, why is the alarm going off? Why does it smell like something's burning? And I'm like, oh, that, yep. See? That's a blonde moment. Yeah. Yep.
Chelsea's like, but the wrapping said easy to make.
Yeah, I know.
So I just threw it in there as
wow.
is.
Epic fail.
DiGiorno boxes are flammable?
Yeah. I did it. I'll admit. You know what?
So what else happened, Carrie Ann?
Yeah, how did the water, what happened with the washing machine?
So then he thought he would be helpful and do some laundry. He was soaking something in a sink upstairs, but then the fire alarm went off. He rushed downstairs, leaving a faucet on upstairs.
Oh, my gosh.
So he was handling the melting saran wrap in the oven, and then water started coming. And the light was on when the water was coming down through the light fixture. When I walked in, I was like, turn off the light.
Oh, my
what
gosh.
Are you doing?
Oh, so do you not leave man. Him home alone anymore?
No, he's usually pretty good. That was just his fail moment.
You need to get a nanny cam for him. That's what my wife does. And then just check in on him.
Yeah, we have one.
Carrie Ann, love you for that story. Please give your husband a big shout out right now.
Joe and San Clemente, we love you to bits, Dad.
Even if you almost caught the house on fire.
Right. Even if we have to have like a huge house insurance policy.
Yeah, we do, yeah.
Later, Carrie Ann. Have a great Labor Day weekend.
You too. Thank you. Love you guys.
Love you too. Bye. Taryn from Burbank, good morning.
Good morning.
Taryn, have you ever been in a relationship? You were left home alone to hold down the fort and you had an epic fail?
Yes, I have.
What did you do, Taryn?
So I went to install a dimmer switch in our bathroom. And I guess like with dimmer switches, you have to have a certain voltage, or I don't even know if I'm using the right terms. It seems simple enough. I ended up blowing all of the lights out on our bathroom. And this was like Friday morning when I did that. So all the way through until Sunday evening when he came back home, I had to use the restroom and do everything like get ready in the dark.
Like a cell phone light.
Yeah. Scary. Yeah, we had a huge like family event that Saturday. So I had like all these cell phone lights because there's no windows in our bathroom.
Oh, no.
Cell phone lights going on. I had like the book LED lights attached to the mirror that I could click the switch on. It was ridiculous.
That's like one of those things you get in the car and you look at your makeup job and you're like, oh no, this didn't go over so well.
You're having a party. You're having a party at your house, you guys. It's a theme party. It's like Game of Thrones with candles. Do you know how to install electrical things, or did you just like roll the dice with your life on that situation?
Okay, so I know how to install basic electrical things, but we live in like a way old condo, so I just didn't even compute the fact that it wasn't as recent as like a house from now, so I totally messed it up.
There's always YouTube, and then I get frustrated because it has so many ads. I'm like, I'll just do it by myself. And then this happens.
And then try watching YouTube in the dark.
Taryn, thank you so much for confessing to this. This is really cool.
Yeah,
it makes
us
men feel a little bit better that we're not always failing. You know, girls fail too.
We do, very rarely. But we do.
Just like very rarely. Love you, Taryn. Have a great Labor Day weekend.
Thanks, guys.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
My name is Edgar. We got Brian and Chelsea chilling. We got the dopest moment of the morning you're about to hear right now. Goes out to AK and from Whittier with the Girls Are Prettier. That's not her government name, and you're going to find out why in just a second. She changed it up on us because she called to confess her cray this morning and had one of the most gangster stories ever told on our show. Check this out.
When I was 13, I stole my dad's car with my best friend and her boyfriend and ran away to Mexico.
Wait, what?
He ended up stealing a car and they wanted an accomplice because he got caught. So my best friend, who's getting married on Saturday, was 12. Okay, we were bad kids. And what ended up happening was I was like, yeah, I'm his girlfriend. I'm the accomplice. I was not. It was like $6,000 for my friend to go home a week later, and I ended up spending 6 months in jail as an accomplice in Ensenada.
Whoa, in Mexico?
My poor parents drove down every Sunday from Orange, California to Ensenada to come and see me.
Oh my gosh.
What was jail like in Mexico?
At 13 years
old. 13 for that long.
It was terrible. I got beat up almost like every day.
Did you learn your lesson? Were you on the straight way after that?
No. I came back and I was even worse until I was about 17.
Talk about street cred.
Right, yeah, she came back with tattoos on her neck and stuff.
You've been to Mexican jail at 13. You come back thinking you're the queen of everything.
Gangster.
Thankfully, she's straightened up her ways nowadays, and she actually does something really amazing. Check out our full podcast. Download the app radio.com. Take us for to go. Or for to stay if you're just chilling at the pad. It's a great way to listen to us.
Man, that if your 13-year-old goes to a Mexican jail for 6 months, right? And comes back, like, what are you ever going to be able to threaten them with? Like, right? Time out! You're going to be in your room, young lady!
The roles reverse at that time.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? You're like, yo, the bill collector called. You put your 13-year-old daughter on the phone.
So true.
Yeah, well, my daughter was in Mexican jail. Talk to her.
That's hilarious. You'd have them handle everything for you.
Hey, there's this mom. Yo, there's this coworker of mine that's bothering me at work. Do you mind paying them a visit? No problem, Mom. I got you. Right. All right, man. Yes, Ortiz coming up next on 97.1 Amp Radio. And get ready to win big in about 15 seconds. Remember, don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy, all right? No one or anything deserves that power over your life.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.